Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
The Homance Chronicles.
The female equivalent of a bromance.
So many poor choices.
But so many good types.
But so many poor choices.
Give a fuck.
Shout out to not giving a fuck. Hell yeah, let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
Welcome to the dark side, my friend.
Hell yeah.
This isn't going to work out well. This is the Homance Chronicles, though, and I'm Sarah.
And I'm Nicole.
We have a really cool guest.
We sure do today. Mm. What?
Also, he's in person.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to that.
Why does that sound like I was from Wisconsin or Fargo? Oh, yeah.
Because we just got like 30 feet of fucking snow.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, did I say I'm Nicole? I think I did.
You did. Who's our guest?
Our guest today is a stand-up comic and host of Ride Along Podcast.
Co-host.
Welcome, EJ Watson.
Yo.
I just really want to point out really quickly,
yes.
Nicole had a problem with the fact she couldn't see EJ's face because his mic stand was in the way before we started, and he adjusted, and now they were just staring directly into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
During that whole intro.
Yeah. It's just it's more of my left eye, though. My right eye is still covered by the stand.
Yeah, but, I know.
You know. So it's like, I'm like giving her a Popeye wink
like
right
Shaq
now, you know?
Yeah. Behind the tree. Just
yeah, exactly. I heard how it. But thanks for having me, dog. This is
thanks for coming all this way.
Oh yeah, I had to drive 5 minutes.
Oh wow, that's even better than 13.
It's more like 7.
No,
13.
Yeah,
from out here. Oh, can I say something? Yo. And then y'all can do the spiel again, but I just have to say this, yo. So I pulled up to your house.
Uh huh.
And I don't know who Wrangler that is. That your Wrangler?
That's Sarah's.
Damn. Okay. Never mind. Because I was like, Nicole look like she drive that.
I mean, it's not that. It's not that far off. I prefer to have luxury in my daily driver.
She bougie as fuck.
Right. Oh. So
I don't drive anything below a Lexus.
She doesn't drive anything below limited trim level. If you're going.
Limited trim.
Right,
into it.
Right. I've driven Jeeps for the last several years, just not Wranglers as a daily driver. I think Wranglers are fun, and I would have one as a second vehicle, but they're not updated enough inside for me.
It kind of feel like one of them rally cars that you'd be going, like, just, like, going over hills and dirt and
shit,
and your car be flipping over.
No,
but
that's
fine.
How I drive that thing.
Really?
To and from work and wherever the fuck else I go. Everything's an adventure all the time.
Dude, my car got stuck trying to come here, and I know you're just like, oh, you peasant. Get the fuck out of here, you know? It's always people in Wranglers and F-150s driving by, like, huh, you struggle with the snow?
No, but
well, I... said you could park in the driveway because I assumed that the street would be a problem.
Oh, no.
And so I saw that you parked on the street.
I parked on the street like a gentleman. You know? You can't just be parking in people's driveways.
It's a really aggressive move, isn't it?
It is very aggressive.
I gave the heads up.
You did.
Yeah, I still feel bad. It's like you can barge in my room whenever you want, but you still like, I probably should not. You know? That makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
It's like when I come to your house, you're like, help yourself to the fridge. I'm like, okay, hey, do you mind if I grab a drink?
Yeah.
One of those situations.
Sure. Sure. But when it's 7 degrees outside, mm-hmm. I mean, I should say that we're recording this in February mid snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 7 degrees. It's and crazy. It's very slippery out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought, path of least resistance. I don't want someone falling on my property.
Mm. I ain't going to sue you.
That's a liability thing, apparently.
Right, exactly. I'm going to get $200 out of that.
I did not put down salt, so...
14 is maybe your max.
14? I'm going to get another... Oh, $14. Yes. I thought you were talking $1,400, like the stimulus checks.
No. Shit.
But hell yeah, thanks for letting me park on your street.
Yeah. Now I own the whole street.
Yeah.
Yes. I know.
She owns
right.
Nicole Bonneville. I used to love that car.
Yeah, yeah.
Just happy you're old enough to know that Bonneville used to be a vehicle.
Oh, yeah, I'm old fuck.
You know, more and more there's people who don't know what it means. So for the longest time, I would call places and I'd say Bonneville like the car when they're trying to look up my appointment or whatever. And as of late, these like 20 somethings who are now working clerical positions are like,
what's a Bonneville?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. So my brother actually, he told me to clarify that when I do decide to say like the car, that I have to say like the old car.
Damn.
Why don't we just directly correlate you with being old then?
Yeah, well, like the old car.
People think of Bonneville as like the big boat cars, like from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. And so like the people who are in their 20s are associated with like those types of old cars.
Oh, because of what like old car culture now?
Is old car culture a thing?
Old car culture?
Are we canceling
cars now?
I'm saying old car culture as in 70s, like 60s, 70s, like muscle
like classic
car
cars?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
When I think of a Bonneville, I think of like a 2001, like fucking, it had the like.
Thank you.
It had like those eyes, but it was, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They look like those Kanye West black shutter shades. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? That is a great. Dude, I'm on point with the description.
Yes, that was accurate. I actually never owned a Bonneville, but my stepmom did. Before she actually had the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like dating a Bonneville and driving a Bonneville.
Hell yeah.
And I guarantee you I rode around in that fucking Bonneville when I was little.
Sure.
Well, her stepsister and I were best friends before I even knew her. So there's that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. We actually went to school together and she was at my dad's house several times, but
I didn't know y'all were BFF.
No.
Had no idea.
We probably wouldn't have been friends back then, to be honest.
More than likely, no.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do you think that?
I mean, is this our podcast or yours or just?
Okay. All right. My bad.
I'm just kidding.
I was actually really self-conscious about doing that.
Oh my god! Because I'd be on
podcasts and then I get into podcast mode too. I'm just like, so why do you think that? So what are you doing after that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
What are your plans for the Whole Man's Chronicles? Well, I always do that.
We plan
shit.
To interview you, Mister.
Let's interview, son. Let's go. You know? I parked on the street for this.
You left your house for this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You quit watching 90 Day Fiancé for this.
Yeah.
Shout out
to whatever his name is. What were his name? What were you about to say?
I don't know. Fuck. Oh.
Well, so Sarah and I wouldn't have been friends back then because if she was best friends with my stepsister, that indicates like who was connecting, I guess, better, like the personality traits and stuff, because I was not friends with my stepsister.
Mm.
Like my stepsister and I didn't really like get along that well. We went in completely different circles.
They're not the same person.
I'd imagine, you know.
Right, right.
Just kind of a dude's kid.
More of like my side of crazy. Yeah. So we worked out well when we were younger, but just not anymore. You know, you need to balance. She's my yin or yang or whatever you want to say. Whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were.
I'm scared to ask questions.
Mm. Yeah. So now it's our personalities are still different, but we have this balance thing that works.
Hmm. An aggressive appreciation for each other.
It right. does. Where... I listened to the podcast with the shout out to Bing Fraser.
Oh,
I was listening to that
Fraser.
Guy.
Fraser.
It's a Fraser.
Like
a
razor. Fraser.
Fraser like a razor. Razor like a razor, like you just said. I was just listening to it. I was just listening to that, Mike. Yeah. And, yeah. No, I don't remember where I was going with that.
Well, thank you for listening, especially on your way here is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I was drinking and listening. And I was like, oh, shit.
And getting stuck.
Yeah. But it's sick, though.
Here for you.
I was like, this shit is dope.
Tell us, though, about Ride Along Podcast, because you have had, I guess, a different iteration since it started in sure. regards to who's on the show and how it works. So what's it look like now?
So Ride Along Podcast. So it started, it was just me sitting in the front seat of a Honda Civic recording. Like, so
were you using Anchor on your phone or something?
Hell no, this is well before Anchor. This is
he's using voice memo.
I was trying to be right shit, and I was gonna upload it to Napster and
still around.
Is it really?
Yes,
holy shit,
not joking. My man just switched to Spotify within
from Napster. A big jump,
you know.
But anyway, so I'm doing so it's kind of a I'm gonna try to keep it short, but so I used to live out of my car for a while.
Oh wow.
Yeah, almost 2 years. And so I thought it'd be cool, like, because I had like quit my job, I quit my girlfriend at the time, I quit my house that I was living in.
Canceled
I was
everything.
I canceled
done.
Everything, son. I canceled everything.
What? Like, why did that happen? What triggered that?
Get to that.
Okay.
So, so I
build up.
Yeah, build up. So anyway, so like when I did all that, I was like, you know, I was trying to go into a new, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, chase dreams or some type shit. You know, I'm trying to, like, go into show business or whatever.
You mean evolve yourself into a better human?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to do
better yourself.
Life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did all of that, and I thought it'd be cool to, like, kind of document this journey and, like, what's the best way to do it, and I listened to a fuck ton of podcasts. So I was like, it'd be cool to just, you know, talk about, you know, my day. I know ain't nobody gonna listen to this, but, you know, it'd be cool to just kind of document this. And so I started doing that in the car. I set up a little studio. I put little
were
shit.
You already doing stand-up comedy at this point?
I didn't even start comedy yet.
Oh, okay.
And then so I was just like, because I like podcasts before I even like doing comedy.
Okay.
And then so I was just like, oh, this would be dope if I just did, you know, just talked about this shit. I used to listen to Bill Burr, and Bill Burr just be by himself. I'm like, if he just talk in his fucking pajamas, why can't I do that? So like, so yeah, so I started doing that, and the Ride Along Podcast became that, and then it was just me, and then it became, after a while, it was Nick Kelly and Johanna Madronda, and that was a thing for a while, and then that fell off.
Right.
And then...
Shout out Johanna.
Shout out Johanna. I love her.
Me too. The best.
And your voice kind of sound like hers. But anyway...
We've had Johanna on the show multiple times.
Yeah, it sounds like stellar. Both of you are talking at all times.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking hilarious.
Were you at our live show at the Independent by chance, where we had Johanna as a guest?
I don't think he was.
I don't know if you were there or not, but
I might. I do, because I run the sound at Independent. So, but
you weren't there that night. I would have remembered you. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if there's a difference of when you can actually see us versus you just hear us. That's why I was like.
Because y'all look real different.
Right.
Oh, you look very, very different considering she's like brown and shit.
Yeah.
But like,
and Nicole's not.
Right. Yeah. Nicole is a whitey.
Yes.
But anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So Johanna,
Nick
Kelly.
Things in your car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was hanging up soundproof. Yeah. And then then Johanna and Kelly was on it for a while. That didn't work out. And then it was just me and my fiance for a while. It was just me and her.
I like how you say that because it's still new, it sounds like. That's how it makes that's how new fiance sounds.
Yeah. It's my... Oh, shit. Fiance. Yeah, I did that.
You're going to keep saying it over and over again until you get married.
Fiance. Yeah, I know. Because last night I introduced her. I was like, this is my girl, Emily. I was like, oh, shit. This is my fiance, Emily.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So.
She earned it. You might as well let her
She gave me that look like, what'd you say? I was like, oh, yeah, my fiance.
Yeah. Cool.
But, yeah, I was doing it with Nick Kelly, Johanna, and then it became with me and my fiance. And then after that, now it's me, my fiance, and Nick Kelly again. So maybe one day it'll be me, Nick Kelly, Johanna, and Emily. Who knows? It'll be four people. And then, I don't know.
You have guests on, though, sometimes.
Yeah, I have guests. We're trying to get more into the guests. Obviously, we didn't do much with guests,
you can't, really.
We couldn't. I mean, you could, but you're just like, whatever. Let's just wait, you know? And so we had a couple guests. We do have guests. We kind of, you know, whoever want to be on it really can be on it, for real.
So what he's saying is,
if you're listening, if you
podcast,
yeah, I mean, you ain't gonna get no clout from it, but you know, it'll be fun to hang and drink.
Send some shit into the ether. You can do it through EJ.
isn't that what most of this is? I mean, at least for me,
yes, absolutely.
Like I'm just kind of throwing shit out the window.
Wait,
there's a big pile
like
out
therapy.
The window. It is. I love this shit, man. It's so like, cause is that schizophrenic when you walk around talking to yourself? What is that?
No, that's an old school way of saying you're crazy.
Mm. Well, I'm crazy.
No.
And I walk around talking to myself all the time. And I was like, I might be able
to
monetize this.
There's like no layers to this, right? You talk to yourself subconsciously because you're talking to your inner child. You're talking to yourself because you're lonely. You're talking to yourself because you're hyper intelligent. Nobody's on your level. You got to talk to somebody. I mean, there's all different
psychoanalyzing
things.
Psychoanalyzing the
you
shit.
You can do it all.
You see a therapist.
Well, we
regularly.
Do. We see the same therapist. But
oh,
also,
really?
Yes. We watch a lot of true crime.
If he talks to himself, that means he'll kill his wife.
I also study human behavior, so we can go for days.
So what about me says I'm going to murder somebody?
Nothing yet.
But
right,
I did hear you
talk
to yourself as you were walking up to my door, and I was like, is he rapping?
For the racist comment of the day, Nicole Bonner. No, I'm just playing.
I think you were, though.
I was rapping.
You were rapping.
I was, yeah. You can't call him racist if that's what you was doing.
I'm like,
people love basketball. I got a ball in my hand, just fucking. It's like, I mean, if he's doing it. He's right there.
I feel like it's just a fact.
Yeah. I 100% was rapping. I was banging Drake on the way here.
Just feeding to those stereotypes.
Exactly. Stereotypes true for a reason. I just fucking walked up.
I didn't want to say you're
talking
yourself
a basic...
sound crazy, so then we were just going to say, like, what, is he rapping?
Yeah, so I do that a lot. Like, I rap or talk to myself for no fucking reason.
No, it's because you're hyper-intelligent.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. Maybe I need to come here for therapy. Not for the podcast.
The loft is a place to be.
I see.
I mean, a lot of people tell us that they feel like they've known us forever.
After they leave.
And that this is like a friend hangout.
They're
so you're welcome.
Person.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Oh, this is fucking great. Yeah. I've never met you a day in my life, but it's fucking, I feel like, I've known you forever. Yeah, exactly.
That's the environment we like to create so that you spill all your secrets.
Oh, hell yeah.
But also, that's our comfort zone.
What secrets y'all want to know? I got secrets. I murdered somebody before.
So, I still am wondering how you decided to, like, quit all the things in your life and go, okay, I'd rather try to live my best life, but in order to get there, I'm going to be in my car first.
Mm. So it all started in 2015.
Dun, dun, dun.
So
I was 27.
I was 2015? So I'm 25 at the time. Oh, so, and pretty much was going on at the time. I had just graduated from college. I graduated in 2014. I had just graduated from college with an exercise science degree, and I was trying to do something with exercise science, right? And so
I'm not even gonna touch that one yet.
Sure. Yeah. So I went to college. I did how they drew it up. I fucking went to college. Fucking got my degree. Got a job in my field. And I like textbook, right? And I was just like, man,
not happy.
This shit sucks. Like the money's good, but like I fucking hate this. Like, you know, I'm watching some fucking 90-year-old lady do curls. Like, I don't want to fucking do that shit. You know, like,
And then you have to, like, placate and make sure she's okay and all that shit.
No, make sure you're okay. And so when you go home, make sure you eat your fibers and shut up.
Make sure you eat all of your fibers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she didn't. This is a fictional woman that we're talking about, but I'm just like, she didn't want to hear about it from you either. Right. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, I'm here because somebody told me to be here. Facts. And this 25-year-old kid is now telling me to eat my fiber.
Exactly. And what?
He don't know what he's talking about. Right. He raps to himself.
Would you? Exactly. Like, I'm rapping on my way there. And it's like, this the dude that's training me? You sure this is the guy? Is this him?
But rap lyrics. All right.
But so, like, I was dating this girl at the time. And I don't know. I just was unhappy with where my life was. Even though I was, like, on paper, I was successful.
Sure.
But I wasn't happy. So, like, and I always knew I wanted to do, like back then, I thought I wanted to do music. So I was like, I can't just let this like go away. Like I need to chase like what I really want and shit. And then so, but it was one day I was listening to this book called Rejection Proof. So it's this dude who is just like going to people, like he walk up to a random person's house and just be like, hey, can I walk your dog or some shit, like ask him a random question, and he'd get a lot of no's, but the point of it was just like just get out of your comfort zone. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
You'll live. Basically.
You'll be all right. Yeah, yeah. They're just going to say no. You'll be all right. They might cuss you out, throw a snowball at you. You'll be all right.
The what's next question is my favorite.
Facts.
What happens then?
So I'm listening to this and I was like, yeah, I could just easily just fucking just start doing music, blah, blah, blah. I don't got to do this fucking I don't want to work in this fucking weak ass cubicle.
I mean, everybody thinks that, but what triggered you to actually like pull the trigger and go? Like, how'd you do that?
My girl caught me cheating.
Oh! That's why we're here, you folks.
I know. I love that. I love he was tipping around it with.
He was just like,
he's like, well, I was unhappy. I was unhappy telling this woman to eat fiber. Yeah. I was so unhappy that I fucked someone else.
I love my job so much. I just needed some other bitches. That's all.
Listen.
That's how much I love my job.
Booty I was getting at job. Right. Enough to sustain.
That's what they say. They say, do what you love and the ass will follow. You know? Like, it was,
But God damn it, do I love it. Do what you love, man.
But anyway, so like I got my girl at the time, she had found out about some girl I was messing with. And
from work?
Yeah, from work. It's always the work girls. They're the worst. And so
they're miserable too.
Exactly. And misery plus misery equals sex.
Yes.
Well, and that you just spend all your time together.
Facts. Yeah.
Commiserating.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just commiserating, that you literally spend all day together and you don't spend the same amount of time with your own family or spouse or whomever. So you're naturally going to have now like inside jokes and some bonding and some other shit going on because.
Dicks and mouths and dicks and vaginas.
Inside joke turned into a dick in the mouth real quick. Or a pussy in the mouth. You know, I was eating pussy too.
Thank you.
Yep, for the whole man's fans. I was, you know. But
DJ Khaled.
Does he not eat pussy?
No.
He's a motherfucker.
And I guess he's rich enough to do that, but
no,
like
he ain't. Nobody's above eating pussy.
And don't he got a wife and a kid?
He sure does.
Poor,
but turns out you
woman.
Don't need to eat pussy to get pregnant.
Yeah, I guess. Poor woman. I feel like that's the only way we having good sex is if I eat pussy. Like if I don't...
That was her decision. That's
She's
probably getting somebody else to eat it anyway. Let's be real.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's move on anyway.
You can't just not eat pussy. Somebody going to eat that shit. Somebody. So DJ Khaled wife, if you're listening, in Royal Oak, there's a nigga that's doing a podcast with.
Might be engaged.
I'm engaged.
But that's okay.
But I can tell my girl, it's DJ, come on, she know DJ Khaled.
You're doing what you love, and the ass is following. You can't help it.
See, look, man. If it's a quote, then it worked. But so, like, so there was one day I'm at, dude, I remember this like it was yesterday. So, like, I'm at the YMCA, bro. And so I'm coming out, and my girl at the time just texted me. She was like, so, are you gonna tell me about this or what? Blah blah blah, like one of those. And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, you were just messing with Jen or whatever. Her name was Jen. And so, and I was like, I can lie about this or tell the truth. It was 50-50. So I went back and I thought about it. And then I went back and I was just like, I'm just going to tell her everything. So I was like, not only was I messing with Jen, I was messing with a couple other chicks. And I just laid it on the line. I just told her everything. I was just like,
okay, but this is my question in regards to people who
we have a full blown cheater in the midst. We're trying to be real cool. About
oh, I'm
it,
good about that now. Oh, I am. I am. I am reformed. I am a Christian.
No. Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah. I actually feel like I'm pretty laid back in regards to understanding why people cheat.
I am too.
In general, right? Like, sure. There's underlying reasons
you're
why
miserable.
It happened.
You hated your job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's
you
were well,
not your whole
facts.
Self.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of stuff, and so I actually feel like I'm very understanding when it comes to people cheating. Like, I'm not judging you at all. What I am trying to find out though is that the tactic to then give her all that other information, it could have been very, very hurtful, though.
It was very hurtful. I felt horrible, bro, when I did it. It was awful.
So I'm like, was that the right method?
It
because,
wasn't.
Like, she might have been better off just not knowing.
Sure,
you
but,
know what I
but
mean?
Nicole, let me tell you something. So the reason I told her about everything, because something clicked in me. I was talking about that book I was listening to, or I was an audio book, but like it was that book I was like referencing.
The rejection book.
The rejection book. And I was just like, I just saw this like glimpse of like, I could just erase all of this. And this was like my chance to kind of get out of my relationship that I was in. And you know, and then it's a fucked up way to do it.
When it rains, it pours.
Exactly. Exactly. I was just like, let me just.
And he's a facilitator this time.
Yeah, I was
a
cumulus
listen.
Cloud, baby.
Babe, listen. You want to know about this? Here's the iceberg.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just, a lot of times, just from a, like, looking at it from a psychology standpoint, I feel like men come clean or do those types of things to make themselves feel better about it, actually. Because then they're not living with as much guilt, right? Because now it's out there and everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I can, like,
would you do it again the way you did it this time? Like, if you knew then what you know now, would you have done it differently?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was like, I tell my girl every time, I'm like, be happy that I cheated on my last girlfriend, because I wouldn't be, like, this is a fucked up thing to say, but I was like, and then so I tell her about, like, you know, there was a couple other girls, like, and then, yeah, I just kind of saw it as an out to the relationship. I'm already, like, I had already quit my job. Our lease is about, we lived together at the time. So, like, our lease is about to be up.
How long were you dating?
A smooth 2 years.
Ooh, in the middle.
Yeah, it was long enough for this to be a shitty thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I just saw it as like one more thing to erase. And that's what I did, and I just I erased everything at the same time. But her finding out that, you know, I was you know, in doing infidelity or whatever the fuck you say. I don't know how you say that, but
doing infidelity.
I was doing the infidelity.
I was doing the adultery.
Yeah,
like
I
you
was
were
being
married.
Adulterous. Adulterer.
Isn't that what the kids are doing nowadays?
It's a normal way to say I'm a fucking cheater.
But yeah, so I erased all of that, and then I'm not gonna say I erased all that because it sounds shitty. Because I
in
like
your own brain,
she
you did,
didn't.
Though.
Yeah, I did, but it was a shitty way to do her, and so but it had to be done. I guess where I was in life. I mean, nah, it's, I don't know. That sounds shitty.
Don't worry.
No,
about
I mean, you just you went with your gut in the moment, and you wanted a clean slate. And
my gut,
so
yeah.
That was part of your truth telling.
Mm-hmm.
What you're trying to be honest to yourself about what you want to do with your time and your future, and then it just unfortunately hurt somebody else the way it came out.
Absolutely, yeah. Because if I thought she was like the one, then I probably just would have lied and not told her about it. But
if she was the one, you wouldn't.
You would never fucking cheated on her.
Facts. Hence how I haven't cheated on my girl today.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you haven't cheated on your girl now because she's the one.
Yeah.
But so now you're in a position where it seems as though you're not living in your vehicle anymore. And you've made some life changes. Now
maybe,
you're like...
Maybe got an upgrade.
Yeah, I'm like... And now during the panty, you got engaged.
The demic. You got...
Son, I love how we went from cheating on my girl. So, yeah, you're engaged now. So,
I know. Isn't it wild?
Well,
it's wild.
Well, we can just say you had clearly some toxic behaviors because you were
absolutely
dealing with toxic situations that you were put in from when you were born and you had no idea how to get out of it. And that was the way you did it. And
absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. But I do kind of pride myself on the fact that, like, I recovered from it. I learned from it, like...
You know why you did it.
I know why. I know exactly why I did it.
You never put yourself in a position to be with a person you would cheat on again because that person wasn't right for you. No.
Exactly. It's like the next person, if I cheat, I'm going to break up with you or I'm not going to date you in the first place. Like, so... It's just not a cool thing to do and I felt shitty, but it had to be done because my life had to change and I had to live in my car at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is, I would never want to live in my car. I can't even.
Would you ever date a dude that lived in his car?
Because
no, I won't even date a dude who doesn't have a mortgage. I mean,
oof.
For heaven's
yeah,
sake.
She's got standards. She's like, I want you to have an incredible amount of debt so I know that you're committed to it. And I'm like, do you have a job?
Right.
You don't work after 5 p.m.?
No, right. He doesn't need to have an incredible amount of debt.
So he could work at Walgreens, but if he got a house, he good.
No. No. No.
Well, there are other
standards. My thing is that I try to date men who are my equal.
Sure. She's got a mortgage.
You got a nice-ass house. For
thank
real.
You.
Worth it.
This house
thank
is beautiful.
You. Right? It's gorgeous. And
it's like, if you ain't got a house like this.
It's a reflection of her. So.
Woof.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 2015, you never gave me the time of day.
Well, I was going to say, my younger self probably wasn't in the same predicament. So, I mean, if you laid it down good, like, then it's very possible that I could have fucked a guy who lived in a car.
She would have.
Yeah.
I knew that, Nicole. I know her. She's in there.
It's hard to convince a girl to get you some pussy if you live in your car. It's hard.
I probably wouldn't have
actually
known.
I want to hear about it.
How to get y'all? Because I got some pussy.
No,
afterwards.
No, like I want to hear living in your car 101. Like get bitches hack.
Get bitches. Don't tell them you live in your
right,
car.
Right. I was gonna say. I'm like that's the key
no, like,
of this whole thing is
what
that
are there, like you, did you have to like did you date somebody?
Yeah. So I was messing with somebody like during that time, but most girls, I remember I went on a couple of Tinder dates and they went really well. And then like a few days later, I just told them like, hey, so heads up, I live in my car. Never heard from again.
Yeah.
Like ghost. Like, yeah. Like literally mm-hmm. just, I was just like, and it, yeah, rightfully so.
Right.
Rightfully so. Why would
you
have
any of them?
I don't blame a single one.
Were you in a position to be dating anybody while you were living in your car?
Hell no. You going to date a dude that live in a Honda Civic?
Emotionally unavailable. No, we don't date them. We
you don't even live in a cool car. Exactly.
Right.
No, you don't even live in a cool car. Your car's not even cool.
My car's not even cool. I was living
basic
in a Honda Civic. It don't even got
year?
A back seat. 2011.
Ooh.
So that's a four-year-old car back then. So it's a dinosaur now. Four. So it's it's not even the sweet coupe one that
yeah,
you can say
like,
is in like Fast
class.
And Furious Tokyo Drift. No, it's a basic. It don't even got power windows. Like
oh,
it's just like a
no.
basic. Or no, I got power windows. I got power locks. But yeah, it's a horrible
but as
car.
A as a woman who has her life in a different...
Together?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to try to be a little bit more gentle about it. But if a woman went on a date with you and she has her own place and she doesn't have a roommate and she doesn't have kids or anything like that, then the first thing she's probably thinking is, this guy's going to want to move in with me. Or going to want me to take care of him.
Probably.
Or something like that. So outside of the fact that obviously just it doesn't make sense to date someone who lives in a car.
No.
But the logical thing would be like, this motherfucker is going to try to move in here.
I totally get every woman. Do not. Would I want my daughter to date somebody who live in a car? Hell no. Like, but that, like, and I got one girl to be on board with it.
All right, I want to hear this story. How did you meet her?
So
how did you break it to her?
I was doing slam poetry.
Oh shit! He's coming out, y'all.
I thought that was a joke for a second.
I'm doing comedy because I sucked at music.
I realize, but at first I was like, "Oh, that was a quick-witted joke."
No.
No, that's
it's a reason it's quick-witted because it actually happened.
It's real.
Yeah, because these are real stories. But so I was dating this girl. I'm doing slam poetry, and I was snapping that night. I guess she was snapping away. Like, well, I'm about to get this. she's snapping. It's like
She's all that. Remember that movie?
The soccer movie with Amanda Bynes.
Oh, fuck.
Is that that?
Yeah, that's the movie. That's not the one I was thinking about.
No, you're thinking about the one with Freddie Prinze Jr., yes. Which does not narrow down your 90s movies.
No, it doesn't. But you're exactly right. But he dates the artist.
Yeah, she's like the dorky one, and then they do a makeover on her, and then she becomes like prom queen. Mm-hmm. But there's this like show that they do where they're expressing themselves in different ways, and then Freddie Prinze Jr. gets called up to the stage.
Yeah, it's called She's All That.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, so he gets called up to the stage, and he's not prepared, and so then he just does a hacky sack routine.
So what movie am I thinking of? She's the Man, I think, is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
I think
that's
what with Amanda Bynes when she plays soccer.
Yeah. She's All That is like 90s teen movie.
Yeah, exactly. I love those type of movies that suck, but they are also awesome at the same time.
But he shares a stage with a man in underwear. Like whitey tighties. Like a bald white man?
I don't remember that.
A bald white man in whitey tighties.
And then he like then he comes up on stage and he's like talking about the hacky sack and not letting it fall. And it's super intense.
Yes, expressionism.
How do I relate to this?
Because it was a slam poetry night.
The connection has been made.
Okay, there you go. I'm slow. But anyway, so I'm doing slam poetry and she liked it and she went home with me.
What do you mean?
And we didn't hook up, huh?
Went home where? Home. What's home?
Okay, so home time was shout out my homie Brian Vogel. So by home, by home I meant his couch, and I told her it was my home,
the homie Vogel house,
exactly. And so this is in Kalamazoo, son, and
the dirtiest place in America.
Oh Jesus, yeah. If you're gonna find a girl that's cool with a dude living in his car,
it's gonna be
Kalamazoo.
Shout out to you, host.
Yep, I was just out there yesterday. So so she came to Brian's house, and you know, like, we were like making out, but we didn't have sex or anything. And then after a while, like, we just kept talking, and I told her straight up, like, I'm trying to be honest with everybody, and you know, if you're not on board with this, then whatever,
it's a new life.
Exactly. You know, like, I gotta be, yeah, because after I broke up with my girl, like, I was like, I can't be out here just like lying to girls that. Yeah, you know, like, it's because I felt something, you know, I felt bad about it. So I told her, she was on board, and yeah, she fucked me in the car.
You mean your house?
My house, yep. She Motel Civic, I used to call it, yo. Motel Civic. Yep. Yep. So we getting a passenger seat. both of us, and then we put the whole. I don't got a back seat in my car,
right?
So you can so you can put. I didn't drive that car today. I drove my girl car, so I can't really show it.
I was gonna say,
yeah, but like, so you know how you can lean the thing back or whatever.
The seat. The seat back.
Yeah, and then so I lean the seat back all the way to like it's damn near parallel.
Okay.
And we start fucking.
All right.
It's easy.
Easy.
Fog the windows, put the.
And you're like, what, 6 foot, 6'1 or something?
I was 5'11 last time they measured me, but I'll say 6 foot.
We'll
yeah.
So,
I mean, he managed.
You really didn't do a lot of work.
You'll be surprised, like, who's on board with this shit. Like,
no, I'm not surprised.
You'll be like.
No, I'm not. I'm a woman. I'm true. A female. I go to the bathroom with all these females. I know what they
do. Just like girls can convince us to pretty much do anything for them. It goes the other way. And so
I already admitted this about myself.
What? Admitted what? That well, you can get a dude to do pretty much whatever.
No.
You can be pussy-matized too.
Sure, you can. No, I said that old me, like if I would have been in my early 20s and I didn't know that you were living in your car and you just took me back to your friend's house and you had good dick, I'd be like, okay, I probably would. Like,
or if you took me back to your car, I'd be like, let's fuck. I'd be like, okay.
But shout out to her because, yeah.
But shout out to that bitch.
Shout out to her
because
she didn't give me pussy right away and she still was on board, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be different if you gave me some pussy and then you found out that I was living in my car. Mm-hmm. Then you kind of feel like, I just fucked that motherfucker. But, like, she was like, cool, yeah, you're chasing your dreams.
I mean, she was obviously in the middle of some stuff, too.
She was also, like, she was a freshman in college at the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Right.
It's also that.
19.
Right. That's what I said. I was, like, early 20s.
Yep, she was 19. She was 19 at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I believe in you, baby.
I mean... Like, of course you do.
Tell your dream.
Yeah. I was a fucking piece of shit back then,
I'll be
then,
your
dude.
Baby girl. I'll be your ride or die.
Mm-hmm. But that didn't work out either.
I'll stay here for you, baby.
Shout out to Gross Point. That's where she was from.
Oh, shit.
Gross Point girls don't give a fuck what you do for a living.
Nope.
Are you from there?
Nope.
Anyway, back to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we was talking about.
So you found a girl who'd fuck you in your car. But so then, let's just fast forward a little bit because.
Shout out to the girls that's fucking niggas in their car, bro. I had to drop the N word for that one. Shout out to y'all, bro. Shout out to the girls fucking niggas in their car. He's going somewhere. Just believe in him. All right? Just believe in him.
And even if you ain't with him, he'll still remember
exactly.
You.
Exactly. If you stuck it out, like you might be here with me in somebody's attic recording a podcast.
Truly, so then when you decided, like, okay, I gotta make money. Like, I gotta get a job doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just live in my car anymore. So then what'd you do?
So I tried to go as long as I could without getting a job. So, like,
Then what did you do all day besides talk to yourself on your voice memo?
You thought I talked to myself back then, bad. Wait, I used to have a script to Adderall, bro. And so this might have influenced this decision a lot. So I had a script to Adderall, and I would work. I'm pretty proud of my work ethic, and so I would go to like a Panera or some shit. And grab like a cookie and a coffee and then just like work on bullshit on my phone. Like, so like I try to, you know, not even really apply for jobs, but I know I was like trying to be in a play at the time. I was trying to obviously
Sorry,
do
did you
music.
Say a play.
A play, son. Okay. It was terrible.
On stage?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
It was terrifying. Okay. It was very terrifying. Yes. But it paid and I was just like acting, sure, whatever. And we used to do like table reads.
A passion when people get up on stage, you're passionate about acting. You're just
well,
like,
he was on a journey. He didn't know what he wanted
to
do.
I didn't know what I knew. I wanted to do like some show business shit. Okay. I thought I wanted to do music at the time.
That's what I heard. But then acting popped up out of nowhere.
Because ain't no money in music until you make the money. Like when you starting out. That, I know that made no sense, but
no,
think about
no,
it.
No, it made sense, but I still hadn't made the face.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you. All right, listen. All right, I was in a dark place, and when you're starting out, like there's no real money in that shit. Like somebody might like you know, Like, everybody wants shit for free when you're in a...
Yeah, I heard DaBaby was charging $5,000 to say a verse on a song, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah, go fuck
and now
yourself.
And now he charges $300,000.
He's out of control. I like his music, but he's a pain.
300 G's. That's because companies pay for that, not people. If he was charging somebody, yeah, he had to look somebody in the eye and say, yes, I cost $300,000, he'd be like, go fuck yourself. I'd never do that.
It's Fashion Nova paying him, I'm sure. But
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Child the baby. But yeah, so I was doing. I love the baby. You know, he's like 4'11.
I like him and Kanye the same. Their music is great as human beings.
And just leave it at that. I don't know about DaBaby as a human being, but I know
he's great.
Okay, sure. But what were we talking about? So how do we get to the DaBaby?
How did you then decide to move into actually going back to work?
And oh,
so then
yeah.
You
so,
were like doing mm-hmm. odd jobs. Trying
odd
to be...
jobs, pretty much just acting. That's when I started comedy, or that's the first time I tried comedy at least. And like I was just trying to do whatever that was like show business related to like try to get some money. I wasn't very successful and I ended up in the service industry. I was working in that already, but I just went back to work. Like as a server / bartender, but yeah. So, I was doing all those things, and then I found my way to comedy. Like that was the first time I tried comedy, and
slam poetry. I'm just kidding.
After slam poetry, I was like, "Yep, this shit sucks." And so, slam poetry is garbage.
How many did you?
A few, a lot.
You went from a few to a lot. So give me a number now, because you're fucking around lying about it.
A few and a lot is a big difference. Yep. I don't know, like 15.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
A solid amount of, in a short amount of time. That's
that's
probably in about a year, 15. I don't know where to find slam poetry mics like that.
No,
so
it's
whenever
weird.
One popped up, and I was in Kalamazoo. It's not like they got a scene, do they?
No, I just feel like Kalamazoo's full of slam poetry.
Eating sweet water donuts and fucking doing slam poetry. And I was like halfway decent at it, but that sucked too. Like, that's what sucks about all some of this shit is like you start doing it and realize that this ain't no better than the cubicle job that you was at.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta find what makes you happy.
Facts. And that was comedy. And
is comedy.
Yeah. And so I had tried it in 2016 back then, and then I stopped. I did it like for like a month, and then I stopped until 2018, and then I never looked back. Like after that, when I got back on stage,
welcome.
Hell yeah.
Okay, you went back to being a server and decided I gotta make some money somehow.
Sure.
I'm just over this car shit. Or whatever,
I was still
right?
But
in
you
my
still
car.
Have the Acura, right?
It's a Honda.
Relax.
My bad.
All right. Relax. Kind of money you think I was making? All right.
You said a Accord.
I said no. Civic. I said a Civic. See, you don't listen. No. That's your problem.
No,
I'm just playing. But
no, it is my problem.
No, it's a Honda. It's a blue Honda Civic. It's our new logo.
Four doors.
No back seat.
Right.
It used to have no bumper. But I just put one on there. Shout out to the stimulus checks. And and yeah.
Okay, well, but.
But yeah, so I went back to the service industry. And I was still living in my car at the time. But so it was pretty much just like free money at the time. It was just like I don't have any bills. I don't have any responsibilities. I don't got no girl, nothing. I was just like I'm in Grand Rapids fucking working at Applebee's. Just fucking. Making money and blah, blah, blah. And I was just doing that for a while. And then I moved back home after that because it was just like, it was empty a little bit. And I was just like, I'm just out here floating. Like, you know, I don't like all my friends moved back home. Like I broke up with my girl. I don't have no connection to like the Kalamazoo area.
Right.
So like I fucking just moved back home. I was there for like 6 months and then I moved to Detroit and started doing comedy. I moved here 2017. Like January 3rd to 2017, and I started comedy. I think I don't remember what day, but it was like February 2018.
And haven't looked back.
Ain't looked back. Nah, I'm in y'all at it.
Weird. Is this where you want it to be?
This is exactly how I drew it up.
It I mean, he asked.
A rando addict?
Yeah, exactly. I hit y'all up.
He
so, like, yeah. I asked to be on this bitch. I'd have
he
never.
Didn't know. He didn't know.
Well, now is the time.
It is.
Where we shift into atta girls or atta boy.
Sure, no, I'll do an atta girl. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And something that I did recently that I'm proud of myself for, because my nutritionist has wanted me to incorporate a cup of bone broth into my, like, regular routine a day. So she wants me to put, like, turmeric with black pepper because, you know, black pepper helps, like, you know.
No. I Does don't it? Know.
I don't know.
I eat either. A lot of black pepper. I've not heard of
I've been putting pepper on shit for years.
So black pepper helps, like, activate the turmeric so that the turmeric can help you reduce inflammation.
Okay, so you need pepper in order for turmeric supplements to work, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. For them to work better.
Got it.
Shout out to voodoo.com where you got this information. I don't know where the fuck you learned that turmeric was
Holistic
activated.
Voodoo.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you look at the supplements, if you were to buy turmeric in a pill form, it usually comes with black pepper.
Yeah.
So in case y'all want to do your research, and you want to take it in pill form instead, you can do so, but you want the one with black pepper in it in order to get the full benefits. Anyway.
Atta girl for knowing that.
I'm not buying the pill. I made my own bone broth. Ooh. I know.
We all just stopped.
That's badass.
And I'm putting, and each time that I am, you know, heating up a cup of it, I'm putting my own turmeric and black pepper, and, like, I'm not just cheating the system with a pill.
I'm proud of you.
Right?
Because usually you're a pill badass. Person.
I'm not necessarily a pill
well,
person.
In a sense
Be proud of,
like,
of your pills.
No.
And it's like a supplemental situation. She would go and find the pill usually. Mm-hmm. But she's making the effort.
But she
to
made
it
yourself, it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's fucking badass, dude.
Bone broth takes minimum 24 hours.
I don't...
FYI.
As...
That sounds long. I don't know. Is that you said it like it's not that long of a time.
No, yes, that is
that's an entire
a long time.
Day.
That's a long time.
She's an instant gratification type human being. I don't know if you recognize this.
I see.
Or not.
You got to cook that in a crock pot or some shit or.
Well, you can put it on top of the stove. I wasn't comfortable with having it on the stove, like having my stove running for 24 hours,
which is weird. You should be okay with that. Though. I'm not,
for some reason, so I used my crock pot. But the problem is that my house is not that big, right? And so the crock pot is in the kitchen, and my room is right next door. So all night, you're smelling
bone broth.
It probably smells delicious. That don't smell good.
Yeah.
It's not that it smells bad, but it was, like, disruptive.
Annoying after a while.
My dog was going crazy.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I was going to say, there has to be, like, I guess I'm smell deaf, so I don't really have a lot of those instances where I'm like, that stinks, and it bugs me for a while.
But it's not that it stinks. It's just, like, normally at night you don't have smells, like,
aggressive smells,
wafting into your bedroom. The smell of, what kind of bones?
Well, so I bought a rotisserie chicken.
Bones.
I bought a rotisserie chicken, and
those
I used the chicken for, like, dinner or whatever.
From Costco?
And then, yes, from Costco.
We Is share it
from
a membership.
Costco? It was from Costco. We do. We share a membership.
It's you been guys 10 are years. Shitty. Fuck Costco. And Sam's Club, all that shit. I hate all them bulk stores. Mm. I get my one by one.
Listen, Mr. Live in your car.
Hey.
You have a more
relax.
Space to supply things. You understand the need.
Yeah, it's hard to buy in bulk when you live in a Civic.
What toilet paper would take up a majority of your living room.
The entire, yeah, exactly. My living room with a passenger seat.
Anyway. So that's what I did.
I
am like, wow, I did that.
That's sick. Yeah, that is sick.
Atta girl. Fuck yeah. Because I've been trying to, like,
Atta
do the
girl.
Bone broth thing for a little while because all my shit. Mm-hmm. I have not. So let me know how it goes for you.
I mean, it's been great so far. It seems to be helping. I mean, it's a lot easier to obviously buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a company that I buy ready-made meals from sometimes, and they have it.
Oh, good.
And so it's actual, like, really good stuff, not just the stuff you get in the cart from the store.
FYI. This ain't some DoorDash, but they don't even have an app. It's exclusive.
I see.
Well,
I mean, she only dates dudes with mortgages, so, like, you know, of course, she's only going to, yeah.
My nutritionist was like, you can't just buy the carton off the shelf. Like, that's not the type of nutrients we're talking about. You know.
Real life nutrients need to be had.
Facts.
Unprocessed. So,
facts.
Thankfully, this is not, like, a lifelong commitment. It's just a temporary situation to try to get me to where I need to be.
Sick.
I'm proud of you.
Right. What's your added girl, Sarah?
Oh, you know, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I have one. Mm. This week, I should say. I've been keeping my mouth shut more than I probably need to.
I don't believe that.
No, I know. It's crazy. Right? I don't believe that. It's hard to believe.
But like, what way?
I've been actively trying to just listen to people, and I've been talking about this more and more.
I feel as though you've used that as an atta girl before.
I have been.
But today, every podcast, she was like, today, I listened to her more. I'm like, no, you didn't. Did you hear the episode?
So, like, my atta girl for today was supposed to be the fact that I shoveled my own snow this week because my neighbors do it before I get a chance to, which is a weird thing, but they're so good to me and I love them and they won't accept any, like, I give them gift cards, they won't accept them, and so it's like I have to literally go and buy them food and sit there and eat it with them, you know, enjoy it with them so for them to accept it. But so I shoveled my own snow. That was supposed to be my atta girl today, but then today, literally, before I came here, I had the opportunity to speak up and just, you know, disrupt and make a lot of noise, and I just didn't. I didn't have the energy, but mostly I think it was for the best, to be honest, that I didn't keep, that I kept my mouth shut. So I'm proud of myself for that, because realistically speaking, I could have fucked a lot of shit up, and I didn't.
Mm.
Proud of myself.
Yeah. I mean, you decided to take a moment of consciousness to pause before...
Well, I just didn't want to deal with the repercussions.
Why was this situation different from, like, a similar situation like this where you would have said something? Why was this time different?
I'm tired.
Mm. Good enough.
It was fuck this shit o'clock is what it was.
Precisely.
Fuck this shit o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, my favorite time of the day.
100% what was happening. But yeah, no, I had a chance and everybody's like, you know, even my coworkers pinged me afterwards and like, you didn't say anything. Why didn't you say anything? And I was like, because I didn't need to. It didn't need to happen. It just wasn't value added at that point. So,
sure. Hell yeah.
Proud of myself.
Yeah. No, proud of you too.
Hell
making
yeah.
a conscious effort. Tired or not.
Had a girl.
You made a conscious effort.
I did make a conscious effort.
That's fucking sick.
I think my tiredness made me focus on the fact that maybe it didn't need to be said too also. You know what I mean?
Likely that whatever you would have said could have come out wrong.
Well, that's facts. Also
facts. I feel like if I was tired, I would have like been more shitty.
Right.
I think it's not a matter of like being tired and being shitty. It's defending or, you know, it's the aftermath of what you say. Mm. I'm recognizing the what's next is the most important part in my job right now.
Yeah, you said that earlier. What's next? And I was like, that's a like. Simple but profound question sometimes, like,
and nobody is asking that right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to make all these really massive, great, challenging decisions. We all know I have a hand in the decision, but nobody considers what happens after we defund the police. Nobody considers what happens after we get rid of XYZ. Nobody considers after what happens, and like, that's my job. What happens next?
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't need to say it today, so I didn't.
Facts.
Took my own advice. Shut
had
the fuck up.
Hell yeah, dude. Shut the fuck up. Help them shutting the fuck up, dude.
Because I would have created more work for myself at the end of the day, and I was tired.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
All right, do you have one? Aside from, like, not living in your car and having a fiance.
Yeah, I got my life back together, like Nicole. But
know if anybody's ever going to be at Nicole status. Just fine.
Yeah, never. Mm-mm. I'm not enough of a control freak to be this put together. So, my atta boy, I guess. Real quick story. I have a condition called CIDP where it's pretty much my legs like don't work that well. But 2 years ago, 2019, I was like walking with a cane. I was like 70 pounds like lighter than I am right now, which, you know, I'm not the hugest dude in the world, so
no,
I was like
not.
Super skinny.
Yeah.
So I was like it was really bad. I could barely walk. I couldn't I was like stripped of my ability to run, jump.
What does it stand for?
Chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy.
Okay.
So pretty.
I have myasthenia gravis. It's a neurological muscular disorder. So
yeah. So pretty much what's happening is my like nervous system is attacking my. Or my immune system is attacking my nervous system, mm-hmm. and it caused like my legs to be like kind of paralyzed or whatever. But my attaboy today is that I stood on my tippy toes for the first time in 2 years.
I'm so excited for you.
Wow. Yeah.
I know that challenge.
I jumped for the first, like I barely got off the ground.
I don't know how you're saying this without crying. Cause I'm so excited.
Son,
for you.
I was hyped.
I'm so excited for you.
Let's go. Cause I spent the last like I've been recovering. I'm still like doing treatment. I'm still doing, I'm doctor's appointments, like disability, whatever the fuck. Like I'm still doing all that stuff. And like, I found out about this when I was playing basketball and like, I just realized that something was wrong with mm-hmm. me and I couldn't run. I'm just slow as shit. I can't jump. Like the ball feels like it's 1,000 pounds. Like I'm just like weak and just out of it. But today I stood on my tippy toes and I was so hyped with my girl. I jumped and that was even another one, you know?
Right. Wow.
That's and so I got
so
two in a row
exciting.
And I was extremely excited. And it's like small victories, but like I spent like, that was the first time in the last since 2019 that I could like stand on my tippy toes.
Yeah.
And it's simple, but it's like,
I'm so excited for
you.
I feel like I'm
finally getting better. And
but
that
you
was
know,
an attaboy for
to
me.
To come full circle, you did. You did go to school for exercise.
Facts.
And are you making the connection?
That I went to school for exercise and I can't exercise?
No, that if anything, I think you would have a deeper, better understanding of like how the body works and mm-hmm. Know how to celebrate these small victories because of the scientific part of the education, right, where it's like you can understand how the nervous system works.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I just feel like because of your background that you have even greater appreciation.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, and I mean like in like back then like I couldn't even get on stage without somebody helping me up. Like somebody would literally have to pull me on stage. Like it was really bad. So yeah, it's sweet to know that like you know the stuff that I'm doing is working and I am getting better. So
that's amazing.
Super excited for you.
It's just another, yeah. I mean, it's just another reason why I feel like the pandemic especially has tried to remind us to be kind to people because you don't know everybody's journey.
Not a clue.
You have no idea what everybody's suffering with or going through or whatever. Like I would never know that about you and I've met you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, when you met me, the first time you met me, this wasn't happening to me. But today, like, I mean, it's a thing. Like, I walked up your stairs and I skipped a stair. That's a new thing.
Oh.
Like, you know how you skip a stair, like, mm-hmm. to, like, oh, get my quads right or some shit. Like, you know? I did that on my way from the bathroom. And it was, I was like, oh, shit, I could do this.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm so excited for you.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Amazing. Sweet.
That's like, we understand the small victories. We do.
That was a very small victory.
We genuinely
victory.
Do.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool segment, too, to add a girl. I like that.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, you end on a positive note, like, feeling good about yourself. I'm a drive home and crash my car, but I felt good when I left the house.
Well, that's definitely not the intention,
we hope that you just didn't crash on purpose when you leave here. Come
knock
on,
no.
we like to have a personal connection with our guests as well because we're everybody's cheerleader. Like we're trying to make it so that you're not a girl, but I have no other words to say. Like a little girl gang, right? Like you need people in your
we're
corner.
Just need a gang.
For the girl gang. Hell yeah, gang gang.
We're just in a gang gang. We just like we want people to know that it's okay to be shame. Like shame isn't a thing in our world because we don't want it to be.
Sure.
Like, we choose not to let shame impact us when we do stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially together.
And it's I think liberating.
Yeah, it's very liberating. I think that's why her and I jive so well is because we both are like, fuck shame. It's not important. What's important is the fact that we enjoy our time together and we have a good time when we do it. And we like to extend that to our you know, whoever we can as much as we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you're in the homance circle.
I'm in the homance circle.
You're an official hoe.
I'm a homance homie. Is that a thing?
Yes. It certainly is.
Hell yeah. Did I just make that up?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I'm good at attaboy. That's my attaboy for today. Homance homies. Shout out to the homance homies. That's what y'all should call y'all crowd. Homance, the homance homies.
You know, and it's surprising how many men listen.
John, Tim. You the homance homies.
Those are your only male listeners, and now me.
Oh, yes.
So you got three male listeners. Yep, homance homies.
No, there are male contributors.
They're more active. Yeah.
Above and beyond in the judgment-free zone.
Okay. Shout out to OnlyFans.
We have a closed group on Facebook where we share, you know, extra naughty bits. And
it's a tad bit. It's not naughty. Yeah. It's not an OnlyFans.
Anyway, sometimes things can get just funny, and sometimes they can get nasty. Anyway,
what's this group? Where can
it's
I
on
find
Facebook.
This? Okay.
And it's the Homance Chronicles, a judgment-free zone. Mm. And so it's a closed group, so people have to know like what they're getting themselves into.
Can I join, or I got to be a woman?
No. That's why we're just saying there's a couple of...
No, she can join too.
Fine. Yeah, yeah. They were just saying there's a couple of guys who probably post more than we do.
Yeah,
because their feeds, I don't know what kind of algorithms come to them, but
they're killing it all the time.
Absolutely.
Constantly. But they're like sometimes our main source of content. Mm.
So tell people how they can find you.
So y'all can find me. I am at on Instagram, pretty much every social media, EJWatson111. Obviously, we talked about earlier, I'm the host of the Ride Along podcast. That's on every single streaming network you could think of, YouTube, Spotify, whatever the fuck, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever.
All of it.
All of it. I'm on all of that shit. where else? You can find me all over the internet, but not in the world. I'm going to be delivering Postmates, too, if y'all need that. I'm pretty sure I delivered Postmates to this house.
Maybe it was the house next door.
It was on his street, I think. I was like, this looks familiar. I deliver Postmates. Oh, shout out to, I'm also on Big Time Garbage. They do a Twitch stream every night. Brett Mercer, Bart Dangus, and Blaine Hill. You can find me there, twitch.tv/bigtimegarbage, or you can listen to the podcast. That's also on all streaming. I'm on that too. And shout out to my fiance, Anna Kelly.
Aww.
I love you, Emily. She's awesome.
I love that you just threw that in there. Mm-hmm. And then I have to just follow it up with like, well, you can find us at homance _ chronicles on Instagram. I don't have anybody to say I love.
What am I?
Child to mom.
Right.
Who's Gia?
Right.
Or Gia.
Gia's
like, fuck this.
Yeah, Gia doesn't care.
Gia cares about food.
My dog don't care about podcasts either. Food and cats. Yeah, about what a dog should care about. Hell yeah.
Homance out.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.